judge presiding over a case brought against 8 local police officers in Torrevieja has deemed that a protest in which a crucifixion was faked to highlight the poor working conditions imposed on the officers by the town hall did not constitute a crime. The judge states that the officers had the right to protest and were exercising that right legally, as it did not contravene the laws relating to the rights of assembly and protest, and that it could only have been prevented by the government office if there were reasonable grounds to believe that disorderly conduct might endanger people, which there was not. The former mayor, Eduardo Delon, had filed for a private prosecution for disorderly conduct, but the judge believes that this case should be dismissed as at no time was there a serious disturbance to the plenary hall preventing normal operation, and that the suspension of the town hall meeting was the mayor's initiative, but that had no impact. Officers from La Guardia Civil have seized a variety of weapons and other materials believed to have been used in criminal activities, including caps which would be confused by those worn by the security officers, with the words police embroidered on them. The officers noticed that a vehicle on the A7 motorway in Cádiz that, upon approaching a traffic queue, decided to turn around and drive in the opposite direction on the motorway for 4 kilometres. The officers witnessed the occupants of the vehicle throw a large bag from the car, which they retrieved, and found the contents of the items described, as well as car number plates, one corresponding to a vehicle from the Alicante province. The officers continued to pursue the vehicle, but the occupants managed to abandon and flee, evading capture. And members representing different arms of the military will be in La Mata on Friday with 200 personnel involved in a display of vehicles and equipment in the main square. The event commences at noon with a solemn flag-raising ceremony, followed by a parachute display team who will unveil a giant flag as they jump to the ground. The equipment and vehicles will then be on display throughout the afternoon before the evening concludes with an award ceremony, a mass and a concert by the San Javier Academy Military Band.